For the past couple of months, one issue that has shot to the forefront of American discourse is gun control. Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, herself a victim of gun violence, has a new ad out with a simple message: Congress must act.
We have a problem where we shop, where we pray, where our children go to school. But there are solutions we can agree on, even gun owners like us. Take it from me, Congress must act. Let's get this done.
The national debate over gun laws intensified after the December shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut. But even before that, schools were trying to figure out how to prepare and respond in the event of a shooter on campus. Lockdowns are one technique that school safety experts say have become more common since the shooting at Columbine High School back in 1999. Robin Gee spent 2 years as a teacher in San Francisco before becoming a reporter for Youth Radio. We asked her to look into how lockdowns are being used in the San Francisco Bay Area.
It's so funny, I forgot to laugh.
On a Friday afternoon, I went back to the middle school where I taught until 2010. It's in a San Francisco neighborhood with high crime, but when I worked there, we never used lockdowns. The school is a typical California-style campus with lots of entrances. 2 years ago, it was easy to get in. Now, the front courtyard is more secure with a high fence. That's where I met Philip Clarkson. He's a new campus security guard.
I got the job and accepted the job on December 20th.
Do you guys do lockdown drills here?
Right now, we are going to a class next week, and we're going to go over some procedures, so what we have to do in case we have a crisis like that.
Earthquake and fire drills were typical in my classroom. We never prepared for intruders or shooters. I asked 13-year-old Lauren Urbina and 14-year-old Anthony Washington if lockdown drills for those scenarios are now routine.
Yeah, we lock all the doors and hide under something.
Do you feel pretty safe at school?
Yeah, I do, actually. He doesn't.
How about you? Do you like lockdown drills?
Yeah, because you can get out of class.
As recently as a year ago, schools across the country, including this one, we're toning down security. But now, there are more drills and more officers around. San Francisco Unified is piloting district-wide lockdown drills, as well as putting digital floor plans of all the schools in the hands of police. Across the bay in Oakland, first grade teacher Julia Gellarmino has her class on a lockdown drill she calls the hide-and-seek game. First, an announcement on the PA that Dr. Locke is in the building.
That's our special code. Or you need to make sure your eyes are on Miss G and you're looking to her for directions.
Next, all 20 kids in their uniforms head to the bathroom, and one by one, they line up and then squish inside the small room.
There is no talking. No talking.
On her cue,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All of her students crouch down on the floor and become silent. Well, almost all of them.
So right now, I don't want to scare you, but Lily, if somebody was trying to harm us, and you are making that much sound, guess where they're going to go first? Here. So right now, you weren't helping us to be safe.
These kids are used to drills and real lockdowns. Gellarmino says she never knows the reasons until afterwards. It could be a robbery in the neighborhood or something more serious. Since the shooting in Newtown, the lockdowns have meant some really hard conversations with her first graders.
How do we stay safe when someone else is trying to harm us? And they started talking about how, you know, we kind of play our game of, like, hide and seek. And one of my kids asked what would happen if they shot through the door. And so she had obviously watched the things on the news.
It's the end of the day now, and the tension of the school day fills this teacher's classroom. On average, at least 3 schools are shut down in Oakland every week. Neighboring cities like Berkeley and San Jose also use lockdowns, sometimes even for preschoolers. Often, teachers, parents, and students are unaware of the severity of the situation. Some parents receive a text when a lockdown is in progress. Other parents get the news through a note in their kid's backpack the next day. Troy Flint of the Oakland Unified School District says since the shooting in Newtown, there's a growing demand for even more security in schools.
I've received many unsolicited emails from parents, which were also sent to the superintendent and board members, asking for increased police presence.
While fears have increased, some parents and educators express the concern that lockdowns and security drills can also make students more afraid. I asked 6.5-year-old Gustavo Hernandez about the drills in his elementary school.
I feel kind of, like, scared.
Can you tell me why?
Because if we forgot, like, to close everything, the strangers could get us.
But Hernandez says he understands they need to practice.
You need to, like, lose your fear.
How do you lose your fear?
Like, if you want to lose your fear, you can do this.
Parents we've interviewed say they are torn. They want the protection, but find it unsettling to hear from their 5-year-old at the end of the day that their school was locked down. For Cross Currents, I'm Robin Gee.